I would like to tell about what Baba told us about faith, having 100% faith in him. You know, if you read the discourses or something, Baba has said that faith is like a bridge over a turbulent river. If you try to cross the turbulent river without the help of a bridge, you are going to go adrift or out of course or banged onto the rocks. But if you cross that same river over the bridge, not only are you going to have a safe crossing, but also it is the shortcut crossing that river. So in the same way, Baba says, to have faith in me, I will help you against all the buffs and the blows that you have in your life and take you safely across. But for that, Baba said, you must have 100% faith in me. 99.5 also won't do. Then only I can help you to have 100% faith in me. And that 100% faith later on gives you that conviction in his divinity that seeps through your whole body, your blood, your veins, your system, and nothing ever, whether it's tragedy or happiness or whatever it is, can take away from you. But to have that conviction, first you must have 100% faith in me. So one day, we were sitting, it was a small group, and we were sitting with Baba in that room. It was a very intimate group, and suddenly Baba turns to one man and says, "What are you thinking?" So the man was in that fiery mood. And he says to Baba, "You know, Baba, what I am thinking." So Baba says, "Yes. You want to get married. And that's what you are thinking about just now. But how many times have I told you that if you leave the question of your getting married to me, as I have asked you to do, I will get you such a beautiful wife. Her beauty will outshine the beauty of the moon," Baba said. "But the trouble with you is that you don't have 100% faith in me. And you have not left the question of your getting married to me. And that is why still today you have that question of getting married." And Baba said, "If you have 100% faith in me, the burden falls on my shoulder. Whatever it is, the burden falls on my shoulder. And the weight of the burden is always on my shoulder. And no matter how much I'm engrossed with the work of the universe, my work, or whatever, my work or the work of the universe, but that burden is on my shoulder and I'm always reminded that I'm responsible for you. So you must have that 100% faith in me for your burden to fall on my shoulder." So as Baba is saying this, I am thinking. I'm sitting there and I'm thinking. If that is so, Baba, I mean, silently, if that is so, Baba, I leave the twitching of my son's nose onto your shoulder. Now this question of mine, at that time my son was maybe 15 years old. A handsome boy, he must be about 15 or 17 maybe. Mervan. He'll be coming this Sunday. So, you see, he had formed a very nasty habit of twitching his nose like this. sitting or doing anything, just twitching like this. So after some time, we saw that it was forming into a habit. And his daddy and myself, you would say, Mirwan, what are you doing? Oh, he says, I feel some dryness in my nose and I'm doing it. But slowly, slowly it became a habit. So much so that we tried everything possible. We even got angry. We even coaxed him. We even sort of bribed him. But nothing, it got worse and worse. And then he became nervous and we became nervous. So it had gone to that pitch. So when Baba said this, I silently said, if that is so, Baba, I leave the twitching of my son's nose onto your shoulder. The thought had just finished and Baba looks at me and says, why is Mirwan twitching his nose? that was a relief. I just but why is Mirwan twitching his nose? And he says, what kind of parents are you that you allow him to do this? Can't you see? He's such a handsome boy, but how ugly he looks when he does this. That was a relief. I poured out the whole thing, Baba, what can we do? We bribed him, we coaxed him, we did everything possible, but no effect. So Baba turns to Mirwan and says, why are you twitching your nose? So Mirwan says, Baba, I feel some dryness or something, some lame excuse. So Baba then said, I mean, Mirwan was a young lad. So to get it into his head, then Baba descends to his level and tells him a story. He says, do you know that with this habit, one day you may get into trouble? And then Baba tells him a story. He says, my father, Baba, this is Baba speaking now. My father had a friend. And this friend had the habit of winking his eye. I mean, it was an unconscious habit. He wasn't even conscious of it, and every now and then he would just wink like this. So he says, one day my father and this friend were walking down a very busy lane, and from the opposite direction, a fishmonger, a woman fishmonger, and in India the women fishmonger have really very lovely figures. I mean, they walk with their load, but with such lovely figure they have. So a woman fishmonger was coming from the opposite direction, and it so happened that when that woman just passed these men, this man just winked, I mean unconsciously. But there were two men behind that woman and they thought that this man was trying to be funny. And so one of them caught him by the collar and just shook him and started a sort of a fight and gave him a hit that, aren't you ashamed of yourself, an old man like you, and this and that. And poor fellow got one or two hits by the time Baba's father realized what was happening. And he intervened and he stopped. And he said, please, please, it's not his fault. This is his habit. So this man also said, yes, yes, it is my, and then he winked, you see, unconsciously, and it is my habit. And these men understood that it wasn't intentional. So Baba said that one day you will also get into trouble like this man. And then he becomes very serious. Baba becomes suddenly very serious. And tells my son, from this moment, you will stop twitching your nose. And then he turns to me and says, if ever he twitches his nose, you send me a cable. I said, Baba, I will take the money from his pocket money. Baba said, no, don't do that. Take half your money and half his money. Sit and send me the cable. And that was the end. And Baba says, come on now, let's have a game of Laris. And they started playing Laris. Suddenly, Baba was looking this way. My son is there playing Laris. And suddenly, in the middle of the game, Baba turns to Mirwan and says, you twitched your nose. Mirwan says, yes, Baba. That was the last time that Mervan ever twitched his nose. Then when we went back to Karachi and Baba was in seclusion, many times Adi, my husband, and I would sit in front of Mervan and says, please twitch your nose so we can send a cable to Baba. Because the correspondence was stopped. That was an excuse. Please, Mervan, twitch your nose. He says, don't be funny. And, it's such a, to talk about faith and to mix it with the twitching of the nose, I mean, such a sublime subject. And, but Baba picks on any incident, and in the midst of his work, he gives us a discourse, or he gives us a way of life, or what he expects, what he wants. But here is another example of what Baba has said. My words can never be in vain. What I have said must come to pass. My words can never be in vain. If it appears otherwise, it is due to your ignorance or lack of patience. And we have found in life that whatever Baba has said has happened immediately, or it has happened after many years, or up to now it hasn't happened. But be sure that if Baba has said this will happen, it will happen. So in this way, Baba gave us what he expects of us, 100% faith. So much so that no matter what happens, the earth may move, people may rebuke you, people may turn against you for something. But if you have faith in Baba, he is bound to look after you, because the burden falls on his shoulder. And after that, you will find that the conviction in his divinity will become so strong